Hello everyone. So welcome. Just a reminder that this meeting will start with a guided meditation and followed by questions and discussion. So simply welcome your experience just as it is, as it appears to you. Letting things as they are. Notice that you are aware. You're aware of thoughts, hearing this voice, the heartbeat, various perceptions, bodily sensations. But you, that which perceives, is not visible to the senses. Awareness is not visible. Perceptions appear to you at zero distance from you. The breath, there is no separation between you, whatever that is, and breathing, whatever the mind refers to as breathing. In fact, there is no separation whatsoever between you, whatever that is, which we refer to as awareness, which knows it is, and your experience. That which doesn't come and go in your experience is this awareness. Which takes on the form of a thought, the form of a perception. A memory. Like in the desert mirage, the heat from the sand takes on the form of an oasis or a city. Similarly, it is this invisible awareness which takes on the form of bodily sensations and thoughts. And this I, which I know I am, which knows itself to be, is this awareness, this consciousness. Whenever you turn your attention to yourself, you don't find a thought, or you don't find a memory, you don't find a sensation, you find awareness. You may also find a thought, but that thought is appearing within awareness. That which is reliable to you, that which is real to you, is not the thought or the oak tree in the yard, or your body, which is constantly changing, but it is this invisible, formless awareness, presence, consciousness. We all refer to I, using that same word, I. We imagine this I to be strictly Namarupa, names and forms. But in fact, the I is not the bracelet or the ring, it is the gold, the essence. It is this essence, this invisible essence, which refers to itself as I, not I. A woman, a man, a person, but the real I, the only true I there is. That which is beyond the mind, beyond thought, beyond imagination, beyond time, and yet it appears as world, body, mind in its own creativity. So you can free yourself from identification, identifying yourself as a person, as a son, as a daughter. You can honor the body to be a female, a male body or whatever, to be a body-mind. You can acknowledge that, but without the need for identification. So we invite ourselves to release all our beliefs about what we are. I am. I know that I am. I know that I know. But I do not know what I am. The what is an activity of mind, of thought. The conceptual realm of thought, making distinctions between this and that. Useful distinctions, but erroneous when it comes to the mind's attempt at defining that which knows it. That which is beyond it. That which gives it birth. The moon does not shine. It is the sun which shines. It shines onto the moon, creating the impression of a moon which is shining. But do not be mistaken. The body mind does not shine. It is awareness, consciousness which shines. When it comes to reality, there is only one reality. No separate realities. There may be a difference between the right arm of the body and the left arm of the body, or the five fingers of the one hand of the body, but it is one body. Infinite perceptions, infinite thoughts. Infinite waves and wavelets on the surface of the ocean. But it is one ocean, one body, one reality, one consciousness. Out of the same gold, many bracelets are made, different shapes, different designs, but it's the same gold, the same essence. And this reality, which right now perceives this perception, this reality which knows it is this reality. Nothing stands apart. Nothing is lacking. It's complete, immediate fulfillment. Reality gratifies itself 24/7. It's total fullness, total wholeness, completeness, totality, the one absolute reality. All wishes and dreams and desires fulfilled instantaneously. Nothing apart. Nothing off. Total perfection. The sky, wide open, colorless, infinite, borderless sky. Out of itself, all forms of clouds appear. Different shapes, different moisture in different colors, different movement. But the wide open sky is always at peace, always fulfilled, lacking nothing, seeking nothing, missing nothing. Free. That is how it is. That is how reality is. That is the understanding. So we don't touch the thoughts that appear to us and the stories that appear to us, ancient, barbaric stories about me, him, and her, them and they, us. Tribalism, identification. We don't touch it. It is messy. We go directly to the clarity, to the transparency. This effortless presence, which knows no separation, which is always always available, always on board, which you know yourself to be, this formless beingness, So we allow the world to take care of itself, the body to take care of itself. When messages come to us from the Absolute, from the universe, telling us to feed the body, listen to your neighbor, then we feed the body and we listen to the neighbor. The message comes to us to let go of any judgment, judgment of ourselves, which maintains the me story, judgment of others, which maintain the me and them story. We let go of this judgment. We let go. We trust this formless reality to guide us. It is the true guidance.